أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Inshallah, we are going to accompany the Prophet Musa alayhi salam through Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 148. Allah the Almighty is saying, وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ حِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا اتَّخَذُوهُ وَكَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ وَلَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ وَرَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا قَالُوا لَئِن لَّمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَى قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ آسِفًا قال بئس ما خلفتموني من بعدي أعجلتم أمر ربكم وألقى الألواح وأخذ برأس أخيه يجره إليه قال ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين إن الذين اتخذوا العجل سينالهم غضب من ربهم وذلة في الحياة الدنيا وكذلك نجزي المفترين والذين عملوا السيئات ثم تابوا من بعدها وآمنوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم ولما سكت عن موسى الغضب أخذ الألواح وفي نسختها هدى ورحمة للذين هم لربهم يرهبون الله سبحانه وتعالى استئناس من سورة الأعراف about some of the rebellions of the children of Bani Israel and some of their shirk and their disbelief and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala استئناس and the people which the meaning is and the people of Moses made in his absence out of their ornaments the image of a calf for worship it had a sound as if it was mourning they did not see that it could not neither speak to them nor guide them to the way they took it for worship and they were zalimin wrongdoer and when they regretted and so that they have gone astray they repented and said if our Lord have not mercy upon us and forgive us we shall certainly be of the losers and here the point that we want to talk about today and when Musa alayhi salam returned to his people angry and grieved he said what an evil thing is that which you have done i.e. worshiping the calf during my absence did you hasten and go ahead as regards the matter of your Lord and he threw down the tablets and he seized his brother by his hair or his head and dragged him towards him Harun alayhi salam said, O son of my mother, indeed the people judge me weak and were about to kill me, so make not the enemies rejoice over me, nor put me against the people of the zalimin. What happened with the Prophet Musa here? The Prophet Musa got angry. Why the Prophet Musa get angry? He's a human being. All the prophets, all the messengers are human beings, have the nature of a human being. They eat, they sleep, they have feelings, they cry, all these things. They are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from committing major sins. They are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to add or to delete from the message and the revelation. They are protected by Allah not to forget the message, but they still a human being. They go to the market, they marry women, and they have their shortcoming. But here, the nature of a human being in Musa alayhi salam. What happened? When Musa alayhi salam went for the appointment with his Lord, the people of Bani Israel, they took their jewelry, they melted, and they made like a cow out of it. And where is the one headed? They will hear its sound. And they start worshiping it instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they did not think that this thing they made it with their own hand, the thing could not speak to them, could not understand how your God can be made with your own hand, how you can shave your own God and after this worship this God, how you can melt it and how you can shave it and you do all these things. Why you don't reflect? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the mind, so we think, so we can be guided to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, they went in their disobedience, in their shirk, in their kufr. When Musa alayhi salam came back, and he saw that the people gone astray, they associate partner beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he became angry. He threw the book, the holy book, the tablets, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wrote in this alwah with his own writing and his own hands. This is something like it says the Quran. But Musa alayhi salam was so angry to see people associating partner beside Allah. As a result of this, he threw away the tablet. The next thing, he took his own brother by his hair, by his head. In another verse, he said to him, لَا تَأْخُذْ بِلَحْيَتِي وَلَا بِرَأْسِي. Don't burn me by my beard or by my hair. And this is evidence that all of the prophets, they have the sunnah of growing the beard. Not only the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it's part of the nature of a human being for the men to grow beard. So he bought his beard and he grabbed his head. He dragged him to him. What did Harun do? He reminded him that I am the son of your own mother. I am your blood brother. قَالَ يَبْنَ Remember that both of us have the same mother. Why are you humiliating me? The people looked to me to see a weak person. In actuality, the Prophet Harun alayhi salam, he doesn't want the community to be split to such a degree, even when they associate and partner beside Allah. He did not see what is the proper approach in this moment, and he wants to keep the unity among the Muslims. They don't want to be two communities and two groups. He said, let me wait until my brother come. Plus, you don't have the strength to deal with it. He said, Ya Ibn لا تأخذ برأسي ولا بلحيتي ولا تشمد بي الأعداء. Don't let the enemies of Allah, don't let the kuffar see you dragging me like this. This is not nice. Here, the nature of a human being will stop, and the time when you start to think, immediately you can see the sin of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam after this moment of reaction for this shirk. Now comes back again to the proper thinking. قَالَ رَبِّ الْفِيْلِ وَلِأَخِي وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, forgive me and my brother and make us among those that you bestow mercy on them. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, the moment of anger, the moment of anger, when a person starts to take refuge in his own emotion, or what he thinks about his muscles, his ability, what I can do, and this is a moment of weakness in the human being. But when the person be patient, try to control his emotion, his anger, when he tries to wait for a moment and think, or at least ask a reason first, what happened? What's the story? What is going on? When you rush, this is the moment that the shaitan is looking for your weakness. This is the shaitan wants to get the best out of you. And this is the moment that the next thing that's closer to you, where is my gun? And if it's not my gun, I'm going to use my hand, or at least I'm going to start talk, I'm starting cursing, I'm starting to do all these things. But when we start to think, now the moment will come, seeking repentance from Allah, seeking forgiveness from Allah, apologizing for the people. And this is the state that a Muslim is supposed to be always, or try always to be in it. This emotion and this disturbance and the blood keep gushing to your head and to your veins, and now you try to revenge or you try to talk back immediately. This is not the proper way. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse 154, وَأَمَّا سَكَتَ عَنْ مُوسَى الْغَضَبُ أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحَ وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْحَبُونَ. And when the anger of Moses was calmed down, he took off the tablets, and in their inscription was guidance and mercy for those who fear Allah. Now he stopped. He making dua, asking Allah's forgiveness, ask Allah to include him and his brother in his mercy, and here he's picking up his Quran again, his book again, the holy books again, the tablets which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to him. أخذ الألواح وفي نسختها هدى ورحمة واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا. After this he started to select the leaders among his people, and he chose and selected civil. Now he starts to put in a plan. This is what we need to understand. Moment of anger is the worst moment that goes in your life. This anger is part of our nature. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this anger to be in us, because sometimes you have to be angry. Otherwise, if you always going to be peaceful, calm, somebody will come and slap you on the right cheek. And the next thing you did nothing about it, he will slap you on the other cheek. The next thing he will kick you in the back. The next thing he will throw you out of your house. The next thing is taking your wife. And the next thing he's going to put you in jail. As a result of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not get angry. He used to control his anger for any personal reasons. But when it comes to something about Allah, about the deen of Allah, he found him different, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he gave them the khutbah, as if he were in the army, because it is a matter of life and death. This is the time of reminding the people about their deen. This is the time you're trying to snatch the people from their daily life, and all this activity that beguiles them from their members of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a member, as if he's warning an army. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard, say, I did not attend Salat al-Fajr anymore because so and so, because he elongated his prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he admonished the people and he gave khutbah, and the narrator said, I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was angry like this. And he said, Inna minkum munafirin. In another locality, this man said, I'm stopping going to the mosque, especially in Salat al-Fajr, because our imam from the Sahaba, he made a long surah. I could not take it. So the man stopped going to the mosque. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was angry for this. And he said, among you, some people who turn the people away from the deen of Allah, you sometimes discourage people to be good Muslims. Indeed, among minkum munafirin. And whosoever leads the prayer, whosoever became the imam of the salah, let him recite recitation with modesty, which is not too long and not too quick, but make it easy, make it light on the people. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from a traveling, and he looked and see a curtain on the door of Aisha. فَطَمَعَهُ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Why? Only حِنَ تُنْتَهَكْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ Only when the law of Allah is broken. Now you have to do something. And now when you see the evil, you change it with your hand. You could not speak against it. You could not at least hit it in your heart. Hit it in your heart. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم comes and you see a curtain on the door. So what's the problem with the curtain? Because بها تصاوير. There is pictures in it, images. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he knew the problem here. And say, Aisha, this is wrong. What's wrong? إن الملائكة لا تدخل بيتا فيه كلب ولا صورة. Angels doesn't enter a house which has a dog or a picture. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you see Aisha, decorating her house or putting curtain in the door, but involved with something haram which will prevent the angel. Now he gets angry. But you can follow through his history, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a Bedouin man coming and taking him, shocking him, pulling him by his kameez, his shirt, and say, give me any charity, give me from what you got. To such a degree that mark in the neck of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet even the Sahaba wants to be, he said, leave him, leave him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam go and order money for him, give him, made him happy. He didn't say, you don't know who you're talking to, and the Messenger of Allah, what's wrong with you? Take care of him. So only in the time of the Deen. So if we did not, if Allah created us with no anger in us, and that we're always like cold water, is not going to work. Because we'll be always somebody who will send to come to take your land, take your property, curse you, throw you out of your home. So this moment, you have to know what to do. And this anger is going to fire you up that you're going to be ready to do something. Otherwise, they will take you also. They will take you also. But we as Muslims, we have to learn how to use our mind, how to control our anger, especially when we're dealing with Muslims, especially when you're dealing with the Muslims. Don't come about this illness and this symptoms of Iblis. This is the whole thing is about. Iblis, he doesn't want to prostrate. Although that Allah ordered him to prostrate. And Iblis never negates the fact that he heard and understood prostrate to Adam. But what's the problem? Say, أنا خير منه. I am better than him. That's because خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. You created me from fire, even created from dirt. So I'm better than him. So what's happened between brothers and sisters? Because somebody said a word, or somebody stepped in your toe, intentionally or unintentionally, or whatever misunderstanding, or you heard the wrong thing, you're ready to do it. Brother, take it easy. Calm down. Let's talk. No. No. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Because he thinks that he can walk all over me, and I'm going to let him know that's not me. You see? You always think that you are someone, that you are something, and if you did not do something immediately, now I lost the battle. This is not the way. This is not the way. Be patient with your Muslim brother. Be patient with your Muslim sister. Try to rationalize, try to think. Don't let this blood of the shaitan be running in your body. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that in the shaitan yajri min ibn adam majra dami min al-uruq, or كما قال sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the shaitan runs through your body the same way the blood running through the veins. So this is the moment that the shaitan is breathing into you and the shaitan firing you up. No, I'm going to let him know who I am. I'm going to let him know or her to know that this garbage, they have to take it someplace else, not here in our place. No. Calm down. Give it a time. Let's talk. Let's wait. And this is what happened. When Musa alayhi salam was angry, he throws the tablet. He pulls the hair of his Muslim brother and his blood brother and became a scene in front of the Muslims and the non-Muslims in the time. But later on, when he calmed down, now he acted in a different manner. And this is what we have to understand, that we need to think, we need to calm sometimes, especially when we're dealing with each other. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, ليس الشديد بالسرعة ولكن الشديد إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. A strong person is not the person who can wrestle and knock down people, but a strong person, the one who can control himself when he's angry. Now you're ready to fire somebody else, you're ready to shoot somebody, you're ready to curse, you're ready to do anything, but look, you could not even control your own self. You want to show other people what you can do, but look your weakness. You could not even control your own self and your own soul, which is between your two ribs. How you can? We need to start to think. You're a strong man. You are a strong man. Show it to yourself. And do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala wa inna al-ghadaba jamratun fi qalbi ibn Adam. أما رأيتم إلى حمرة عينيه وانتفاخ أوداجه فمن أحس بشيء فليلصق بالأرض. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, indeed, anger is like a piece of fire in the heart of son of Adam. You don't see the person when he gets angry, how his face turned red and how his jugular vein became puffing. Any one of you get this feeling, let him sit down. Take the medicine. Take the cure for the problem. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look to yourself. Look how he changed. In a matter of seconds, he became a different person. Your face is not the same face. You became nervous. Now the blood is gushing. You can look to your neck. You can see that you are a different person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, if you feel something like this, فَلْيَلْصَقْ بِالْأَرْضِ, stick yourself to the ground. And there is two things here we need to understand. This is to take away from this energy that you're ready to fight, you need to do. Come down, go down. And also, indirect meaning that go down to the ground, remember who you are. Remember that you came from this dirt. Remember that you are not so and so. I'm here. This is where I've been created from, and this is what I'm sitting on, and this is where I'm going to go. فَلْيَلْصَقْ بِالْأَرْضِ. Humble yourself. Leave this arrogancy of Iblis. Leave this mentality of Shaitan, I am better than him. Get down. Sit down. Remember who you are, that you are slave servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are nothing, you came from this dirt. Don't continue standing up. Also another means and ways to control our anger, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Sulaiman ibn Sard قال, استبى رجلان عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فجعل أحدهما تحمر عيناه وتنتفق أوداجه فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إني لأعرف كلمة لو قالها لذهب عنه ما يجد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Two people start cursing, exchange words with each other in the presence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And one of them, his face turning red and he became very emotional. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed I know a phrase, if he utter it, this will calm down, will take this away from him. I seek refuge in Allah the Almighty from the cursing devil. Because this anger is from the shaitan. And this is something in you. The only one who has control over the shaitan is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives him this ability. But Allah is capable and able to defeat the beast. As a result of this, you need to seek refuge in Allah. Again, is this enemy saying, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. We need to understand this manner and this discipline of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we deal with our emotions, our anger. How many people get killed because a moment of anger? How many people want to share it because a moment of anger? How many women became divorced because a moment of anger? How many communities are split and blood been shed for a moment of anger? Is this is what Islam wants us to be? Is this is the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. We are Muslims. We are believers. And we have to learn how to respect each other. How to humble ourselves for one another. Alright. She's the last one said it, or he's the last one said it. And no, I have to be the last one make a statement, otherwise everybody was standing outside and now he think I'm coward. I'm not coward. You are not. You are a strong person because you're controlling your anger, because you're showing patience, because you're showing tolerance with your Muslim brothers and sisters. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Prophet of Allah, أوصني قال لا تغضب. فردد مرارا والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تغضب. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, O Prophet of Allah, admonish me, give me advice. He said, don't get angry. He said, give me more, teach me more. Don't get angry. This is a key word. This is something very important. This is a big treasure. You don't need more. Deal with this. Focus on this. Don't get angry. And what does it mean also don't get angry? That don't put yourself in a position that you will be angry. So when the Imam, as example, says, brother, let me deal with it. Okay, let me go. Brother, say, what are you talking about? I'm not saying Audi Bilam Nishman Raji. You say, I'm going out of it also. Brother, let me talk to you. No, don't get yourself more excited. Don't get more angry. Don't let the shaitan keep breathing at you more and more and more. And be among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, in time of ease, in time of difficulty, the spending fi sabilillah. Maybe you don't have money to spend fi sabilillah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who control their anger when they get angry. We have ability. We have means. But because you don't want it, you don't want to do it. But Allah said, al-kazimin al-ghayz, and those who control their anger when they get angry. This is, no, there is another stage that you can grow up more. So now you try not to be angry, and next step that you try to control your anger, and you need to go higher and higher more for reward and closer to Allah. Allah said, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who make ihsan. So He's the wrong. She's the one who's wrong. And now I control my anger, and even after this I say, brother, I'm sorry. with a moment of this. Okay, I shouldn't even talk. Subhanallah. You know that he's the one who's wrong, but you're going and say, brother, please forgive me. Brother, it's okay. Inshallah, everything is okay. All right? I'm buying you, you understand, a coke. So let's say, understand, kill it here. It's finished. It's over. This is ihsan. This is excellency. And this is what we need to implement, is this meaning. This Quran and the Sunnah didn't come for when somebody died, we read it. This is came to build a Muslim community, to build a unity, to bring Muslims together so they can do work, so they can help others. But every time we come to do something, we could not be patient with each other, and we got to get angry at each other, and everybody go one way, and somebody cursing, and somebody shouting, and somebody going to fight. It's not going to work. And after this, the shaitan is there waiting, the kuffar is there waiting, and our children is there also waiting. So let's try our best. Let's try to be among those who control their anger when they get angry. Let's be among those who sit on the ground when something comes to them of this anger. Let's be among those who say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, when they feel anger. And let's be among those who go and seek the forgiveness of others, even if they are the wrong one. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Thank you.